Okay, here we go, people. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Just a beautiful, lovely day. It really is. Anyway, Friday, January 26, 2024. Why is it so freaking lovely? I'm going to tell you right now. Actually, it's laughable on a grand scale. You got this morning, well, and yesterday too, you had the mainstream media talking about the Goldilocks economy. It's so beautiful. It's perfect off of that GDP number that came out yesterday. No one anticipated this. How about go back a couple of videos ago, you and me talking about this GDP number, how it was going to be freaking miraculous, and they were going to tell people, oh, how strong our economy is. Meanwhile, again, you got these same, mainstream media propaganda ministries not mentioning a word, not a syllable, how we got this fantastically beautiful GDP number. It's about war. It's about funding war. Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in building up this war machine. That's what it's all about. Okay, government spending, which you and I have been speaking about since time immemorial. All of that is added to GDP. It has nothing to do with the economy. I mean, so this morning I'm sitting here, I'm listening to Bloomberg, and they were talking about the Goldilocks economy here. So what do we got? Let's just put a few things together here. So manufacturing and factory activity remain in contraction. Lovely. Business investment, which is a leading indicator, there isn't any. Okay, that it's gone. Business activity falling off of a cliff. Debt defaults across the board, corporate debt defaults, obviously, consumer defaults are skyrocketing, depleted savings, people burning through whatever they have, melting their credit cards just to make ends meet, thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people being laid off. This is their definition of a Goldilocks economy? You've got to be freaking kidding me. I'm serious. You can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to do. But that's just what you would expect in this kind of an environment, isn't it? And it's only going to get worse. Again, as you and I have discussed, the deceptions, the distractions, the look here, don't look there, the lies, the faking of data, it's just going to go on and on and on. And so is this war, by the way, here. And it's getting a little coverage here. On some channels, they're talking about, as a matter of fact, I spoke about it yesterday. It's being reported that this intervention, it's not war. It's an intervention, is open-ended. It's going to go on and on and get bigger and bigger. And that's going to get added to GDP too. It's going to look fantastic, next quarter as well, as everything gets progressively worse. The economy is crashing. But they have to convince you that it's a Goldilocks scenario. You know it is because they're telling you. Anyway, I'm laughing. I shouldn't be laughing, but I think it's funny. I really, because you and I, we see through the nonsense. We get it. Anyway, let's look over here at this market. It's the S&P 500 has now hit five record highs in as many days. Is today going to be the day where we start to see this market give back a little bit? I guess it depends on economic data. We're going to get a lot of data today. PCE, personal consumption expenditures out of the Federal Reserve, their favorite inflation indicator. And you know what they tell you is going to be so perfectly right? Because they would never lie to you. Nobody would lie to you, right? Of course not. So this morning, stock futures are in the red, slightly in the red. We got a 10-year yield coming down. We got a dollar weaker. We have the Mannarino market risk indicator coming down. It's a beautiful setup. People, look, I'm going to tell you right now what I've been telling you. I am still looking for more opportunity to get longer this market. I am buying the market. As long as they can keep risk at bay, or, look, you have to take a few things, a lot of things into consideration. All right. Nothing is static. That's number one. It's very liquid. You got to see how the market is responding to certain levels of debt, where the 10-year yield is sitting, where the dollar is sitting, the propaganda out of the ministry. You got to play this all against each other and add that to what we already know. What's the goal here of central banks? To continue to inflate. Are they going to stop? Absolutely not. Is it going to go on and on? You can count on it. Is GDP going to be reflective of massive government spending and war? No. But that's going to, of course, the Fed's monetizing all the debt. So that's the way it's going to play out. And this, to me, is massively stock market positive. Again, the faster the economy falls, the higher the market's going to go, as long as, I'm going to say this again, as long as they can keep risk at bay, as long as the market is looking at this and shrugging it off. And that's what we've been seeing lately. Again, I've been looking at this 10-year yield a lot. I mean, forever. Okay, I've been talking to you about it. And I've been kind of wondering what the phenomenon is here. Again, we're bombing the hell out of the Middle East. It's an intervention. It's not even a kinetic action anymore. It's an intervention. And I would have expected the 10-year yield to fall more than it did as of late. It's still high. We're still above 4%. I think we're going much lower than that. But again, there's a lot of things the market's trying to put together here, trying to figure out where it's going to go, who's going to get selected as the next lovely thing to sit behind the Resolute. That's like it's going to make any difference. Anyway, we're all on the same page with this, I think. So, but all that aside, what's our job, you and me? What do we need to do? What do we need to continue to do? Keep ourselves on the right side of this. I don't care what they do. I don't care what happens. We will have a counter strategy for it. Right now, it couldn't possibly be easier. If we understand, again, we're going to see central banks continue to monetize the debt, none more so than the Federal Reserve, to fund wars and everything else. They have no choice. The United States is already in a technical debt default. If it were not for the Federal Reserve monetizing this entire thing, we'd be already be in a Mad Max scenario, which we're going to get to anyway, eventually. Anyway, so let them play their games. We're going to play our games. We're not going to stop doing what we've been doing since day one, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, holding hard assets, silver, my favorite asset of all times, gaining exposure to commodities here, buying stuff on the cheap right now, and in my opinion, staying long the stock market. Okay, and also, again, I'm going to tell you, and you're going to hate my guts for it, some of you, but I really don't care. You need to have some cryptocurrencies in your portfolio, even some, just a little bit. Just so you have some exposure here. Bitcoin back over 41,000. Look, I've been talking a lot about Bitcoin. I've been talking about cryptos as of late. You know my take on this. I understand the spot is not for everyone. And there's a lot of people out here who are allowed to have their own opinion on it. I get it. All right. But in this guy's opinion, and this is how I feel, you need some exposure. Even just a little bit. You can buy this stuff in fractions. You don't have to go out and spend $41,000. To buy one Bitcoin or whatever other crypto you might like. I think they're all going much. All the big ones are going much higher eventually. All right, it's a simple scenario to understand. Gold and silver catching a bid this morning. Crude oil under a little pressure. Had a hell of a run up yesterday. Remember the headlines yesterday? Oh, crude oil's higher on this. Oh, we don't talk about the war. They don't talk about how, well, no, it's an intervention. It's not a war. They don't talk about that at all. It's not mentioned. It's just not there. And of course, that's the way it's going to go. So we got a warning today from Bill Gross, you know, the bond king guy, multi-billionaire, talking about how this market is overvalued and people need to be cautious. The man is 100% right. Not only is the stock market overvalued beyond anyone's wildest dreams, but that's our strength, understanding that it is. Understanding that, and I know Bill gets this, okay? He's a very smart guy. He understands the markets, the ins, the outs, the dark underbelly. He knows it all. But again, without, you gotta also, again, it's about risk. It's about observing the market, what it's doing and what we can expect moving forward. So even though, yes, stocks are in la la land, it doesn't mean there's been cash to be made here. It doesn't mean that this guy here isn't going to be buying the dips, because I certainly am. If I see this market dip, what we need to happen, people, look, we've had record high, record high, record high, record high, record high. Who's surprised here? Nobody. Look at the videos that we did at the end of last year. We said this was going to happen, and here we are. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. But we do need this market to drop for my lions out here, okay? Intel, under a little pressure this morning. I would say that's a buying opportunity. I'll be honest with you. But I would wait for the overall market to fall before I jump in here. On Intel, you gotta be patient, okay? You don't have to, you know, never overreact to anything. Think first. Always think first, act later. You know what I mean? I think that's the way we're gonna get through all this anyway. But you and I, we got this covered from every possible angle, people. And I am so happy about that. I am so proud about that. We're literally invincible. Together, we are invincible. That's a fact. And they can't beat us because I don't care what they do. We are smarter than they are. They think we're idiots, but we are not idiots. And everything we've been doing is working out, I'm telling you. We're both in beautiful spots here. All of us are in a perfect spot as far as I'm concerned. All right, people, look, covered a lot with you. So what do you think about the Goldilocks economy? Being that manufacturing and factory activity remain in contraction, business investment non-existent, business activity falling off of a cliff, closures of small businesses at a record high, depleted savings, skyrocketing debt. Sounds Goldilocks to you? How about no? Love you a lot. I'll see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I am looking forward to it. That's it.